I'll hear it on the playback when I, you know, I always download and listen to it later.
Yeah.
It's funny to listen to it double speed, so.
Oh my God, you listen to this double speed?
Oh, everything.
That must be hysterical.
All my podcasts.
Do you really?
Yeah, I've got too many of them. I'm subscribed to so many of them that it's the only way I can keep up.
Wow.
If I want to keep up on stuff, so I listen to them all at double speed.
Okay. Oh,
wow. It's so weird at the live events, like Pride 48, to hear like Big Fatty's music. It's like, oh my gosh.
I love
like, am I drunk or is there something
probably like,
wrong?
Come on already.
Can you guys
I'm drunk and it's slow.
can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I changed something and I just wanted to see if that worked.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's so weird to hear like Big Fatty. It's like, oh my gosh.
I love
like, am I drunk?
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3068 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 20th. Of November 2019, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna catch up on some e-letters and tell you about my day. Yes, be pretty. Hello, Scruffers B. Anyhow, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're scruffers today because y'all currently, as I'm recording this, I am being talked to by quite a handsome young man on the scruff. Big Eddie, you're a dirty old man is what you are, and clearly he's got mental problems. Well, maybe. But anyway, y'all... to, I say, Tuesday was quite the day. Quite the day, I say. And y'all, I'm going to tell you all about it right now. Yes, Big Fatty. We do love happy music, and y'all, let's see, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, Nick stopped by the house after work, and we chitter-chatted for a little bit, and y'all, then Durwood was coming by, and he and Granny and I were going to go to the Outback steakhouse for supper, and so y'all Granny didn't do anything. Granny was gonna meet us there. That's what I was trying to say. Big Fatty. We left and we're pulling away. Nick's driving away in his car. Durwood and I were in his car, and all of a sudden, Nick whips it around. Benny whips it around comes back over towards us, and he goes, I've forgotten my cellular telephonic device. And I said, well... Okay, well, I can't open the door if we're sitting here, so y'all, we all pulled back over so I could come and unlock the door, and I told Durwood as I was getting out, I said, y'all, I said, this is the second time he's forgotten his phone, and I said, the first time he left it sitting down in the chair on the Big Fatty, is that the special chair? No, it was not the special chair, but the chair on the veranda. Of the villa, and So I'm getting out of the car, and all of a sudden, he's running back from the porch going, "It was sitting on the chair!" And Durwood and I just cackled. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, we went and had a lovely supper at the Outback Steakhouse. It was the free, it was the final free Bloomin' Onion Monday. Big Fatty, can you stay awake long enough to do the new show? I am trying. Y'all, I don't know why Big Fatty, do I need to get Whitman Tinka? No. Evidently, Whitman Tinka was visiting Durwood the other night, too. So y'all, we went, and y'all, they're also offering a coupon that if you buy a $50 gift card, then you get a $10 gift card to use between the 1 through February 29th. So y'all, I got that and paid for my supper with the $50 one, and I've got that $10 waiting on me. Yes, Big Fatty. And then let's see what else. We were gonna have Durwood and I were gonna both have the prime rib, but y'all, all they had was a done and well done, and that was not gonna hack it. So y'all, I ended up getting something that I wanted to try for a while. Y'all, I got the bloomin' chicken. And y'all, it was good. It was a chicken bazoom, and it was dipped in the bloomin' onion batter and fried. Y'all, it was really quite good. And I had a baked potato with that, and I had a garden salad. No, I didn't either. I had a chopped salad with blue cheese and candied pecans in it. Y'all, it was quite lovely. Granny had the salmon, because when you go to the steakhouse, you always get the salmon, Durwood ended up with a steak, but y'all, it was just a lovely evening, and came back here to the villa and watched the dancing, and it was a very emotional episode of the dancing, and I won't spoil that for any of you who haven't seen it yet. Big Fatty Turnipin's always late seeing it. Well, I don't even know if he's watching this season, but after that, y'all, I crawled into the love chamber with the new mattress on there, and y'all, it felt so good. So good. It was nice and firm. Big Fatty. And y'all, I had trouble sleeping. And I don't think it was the mattress. I don't know what it was, but I had some trouble sleeping. I got up and I watched the opening of that Stephen Colbert show went back and tossed and turned a little more, but finally went to sleep. Y'all, Tuesday morning, they called. They called from the the Home Depot measuring service, and the guy said, called about 8:20 a.m. in the morning, and said he would be out between 9:30 and 11:30, and he says probably closer to 9:30, but I'll call you when I start heading that way. I said, that'll be just lovely, and y'all, he came and did the measurements on the for the new carpeting here at the villa, and he said, now it'll be about it's generally about 2 to 3 days before we have the estimate prepared, I said, well, okay, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon the estimate was prepared, but y'all, Hortensia. And by the way, her name is Hortensia. It's not Hortensia, but I'll probably call her Hortensia anyway. Y'all, she came about 1 p.m. in the afternoon, did a lovely job here at the villa. She was all by herself today. She did not have Rosa with her, and I don't know where Rosa was. I don't know if she was, like, in the penalty box or something like that. The villa is just lovely again, and it smells so nice and clean, And then, y'all, I did my morning nipple walk, and I did my afternoon nipple walk. No, I didn't. I did, but not in that order. And y'all, as soon as Hortensia left, y'all, I headed back up to the Home Depot so I could get the ball rolling for the carpet. And y'all, the man that helped me yesterday was there, and we sat down and took a little while to figure out where the estimate was, but we finally found it, and y'all got it all set up, the carpeting and the padding and everything, and y'all then I signed up for the Home Depot charger plate, because y'all, if you spent over a certain amount, which the carpeting was over that amount, they would give you $100 credit on your card. And I said yes. So y'all, I did that and paid for the carpet. And y'all, I've got 24 months of no interest financing for the carpet. I don't know that I'll use it all, but it's nice to have that option anyway. And y'all, then I came back and I did my afternoon nipple walk, and then y'all, Nick stopped by again. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of the daily routine. Well, it won't be the daily routine today, because I'm going to the wine dinner tonight. But anyway, stopped by and we chatted a little bit, and y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all. By the way, an update on the wolf on the scruff. The woofing has stopped. Big Fatty, it sounds like no nut November for you. Oh, anyway, y'all, I've got several things over here in the e-letters. Let me just pull these up here right now. Big Fatty, thank goodness you're pulling it up instead of out. Big Fatty. I have received, let's just see here. Where is it? Y'all, Julie. You know Julie. She's a longtime listener. Y'all, she sent me a 20 that RuPaul had put on the 20, and it says, introducing Miss Ruby Red. Julie was just, she was taken aback, and y'all, evidently Ruby Red is two-timing on Big Fatty, but anyway, y'all, I did not know that Ruby Red was a drag queen. Big Fatty, then a lot of us didn't know that, but anyway, Julie, thank you so much for sharing that with the fat one. Y'all, I've got, let's just see here now. I have gotten, oh, y'all, I got the newspaper. Got the newspaper Tuesday morning. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely to have that and enjoy it. There wasn't a whole lot to it, but anyway, it was just lovely to have it. No, nonetheless, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, then let's just see here. I've got, Moose P. You know Moose P. He's up there in the Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, I told y'all what I paid for gasoline. I guess it was last weekend, and I think it was like $2.19 a gallon or something like that. And Moose writes and says, not when Mom died. Big Fatty. It says, hey, I filled up with gas today at the Costco for $2.69 a gallon. You're lucky in South Kakalaki with your gas prices. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Well, there's lots of gas here in South Kakalaki. Princess Hana sent me a picture. She sent me a picture that it's a sign at the McDonald's that says, you know you're in the South when you go through the drive-thru at the McDonald's and you can add grits to your order for a dollar for a small bowl or $1.39 for a large bowl. And Princess Hannah says, cue the music. But, you know, I'm not going to cue the music because it's not really a not really an Axe Big Fatty. I think she's just speaking out loud. She says, is this really a something that McDonald's offers in the South? Now, Princess Hannah, an excellent observation. But I have not seen... Now, I have been to the McDonald's because I get that crispy buttermilk chicken biscuit, and y'all, it's delicious. It's just delicious. And, I've not seen grits on the menu at the McDonald's. So, anyway, that's now y'all, you know how it is when you get old. Yes, Big Fanny, we all know how it is to get old. We listen to your little show, but y'all, when I subscribe to the paper, I don't know what I did wrong, Big Fanny. No surprise there. But y'all, I subscribed, but y'all, I did not put it down for a recurring. You know, I pay by the month, and y'all, for some reason, if you pay by the month for 7-day service, it's $37 a month, so 10 months would be $370, and then another $74 would be $444, and y'all, if you buy it by the year, it was over $500, so that just didn't make sense to me, so I'm just going to pay by the month. And I didn't check the box that says I wanted a recurring monthly subscription where they just go in and charge my charger plate every month. So y'all, I went back into the y'all, and I couldn't get in my account. I didn't know what I was doing wrong, and so anyway, by the way, y'all, there has been another. There has been another wolf, and y'all is from the same person saying that they've never experienced a special chow. Y'all, it may not be No Nut to November after all. But anyway, so I went in and I saw where the little thing was I was supposed to click, so I went in and clicked it. But y'all, I ended up paying for, hopefully I paid for a second month. In advance, and I'm not paying for this month. Paying twice for this month. Big Fanny, undoubtedly, you'll probably get two newspapers starting tomorrow. Well, y'all, if that happens, y'all, it's just so sad to see them go downhill like that. Big Fanny downtown. Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all having lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all then it'll be off to the Vonsies. Y'all, they've got the Chex Mix on sale, so I'm going to stock up on that. Oh, Big Freddy, I know a Chex Mix hoarder. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at Stick It With a Poke and Blonde Guy Jay. What do you like to do when you listen to the BFO?
It's so weird to hear like Big Fatty. It's like, oh my gosh.
I love
that. Like, am I drunk?
Oh, Big Fatty, most people need to be drunk to listen to this.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.